the streets alone. Of course, our love is still unknown. Nothing ever gets to my loving me. And when I'm lying all the way, she comes around, makes me teases Andy. It's gonna be okay.
That's the song Crazy Guy from Andy Frasco and the UN. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and you're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. Andy Frasco's music is a boisterous blend of harmonic funk and jazz influences. This band's performance style could be described as rowdy and unpredictable. Shows are highly improvisational and interactive, and Andy often stops the show to speak directly to audience members. KVNF production assistant Taya Jay and I had a chance to talk to Andy after his show at Delicious Orchards last Saturday. Here's that interview.
Where's the rowdiest place you've ever been? Where were they, like, literally, like, tearing down the place?
We're going there next week, Bamberg, Germany.
Uh-huh.
We did a street party, and we almost caused a riot. It was crazy. We had 10,000 people show up, and it was just, you know, it's crazy, the word's getting out about our band now, so now everyone thinks we're, like, party band, so we're, like, bringing punk shows with this all this happy blues music. It's pretty fun, you know?
Yeah, you guys do have a reputation. Like, I heard about you before I saw you play, and they were like, look out, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and, like, but what, like, but I mean...
got banned from Ridgeway, because, I don't know what I did. I think I gotta wake people up. I think that's my job as a front man, is to be shock value and try to get people out of their heads and, like, all right, now we're in the moment, then we can play the song. So,
yeah. Do you ever shock yourself in those moments?
Every time.
There is a lot of, like, I guess, sort of shocking material in the music and the lyrics, but actually it's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Like, if you just kind of take a minute to listen to it, there's some deeper messages in there. Do you feel like sometimes people miss that because they're so overwhelmed by the, like, blame it on the pussy or whatever?
Yeah, totally, 100%. You know, it's like, it's kind of like a counterbalance. You got to, like, wake them up, and then hopefully they listen. But our fans, you know, they want to have a good time. They're partiers. You know, hopefully they'll go back home and listen to the album and hear the lyrics. Like, the live setting, it's a little different than the lyrics and the words I want to say. You know, mm-hmm. So it's cool. It's like I get to be two different people.
Yeah, because I thought there was some complex ideas about relationships in there, mm-hmm. if you're paying attention. And 100%. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I always appreciate art that mixes things like that. It takes you by surprise, is what I'm saying. So
basically, I've never had a girlfriend before in my whole life, and because I've lived in a van for almost 12 years of my life now, and I think it just shows, it taught me a different side of relationships that I've never seen, because all I know is these weekend relationships, and to change it and to try, and then as I get older, you know, those things don't hold as much substance as they used to, so now I'm getting older and realizing, wow, there's a lot more life than just a booty call. So, and now I've been thinking about it more and more.
A jealous guy, and if I really loved you, I should be a man and come home tonight. Well, you're my main squeeze. You're my try this out.
Help me sing, boys, help me sing. Main squeeze. You're my main squeeze. You're my main squeeze. You're my main squeeze. Acapella, acapella. Main squeeze. You're my main squeeze. You're my main squeeze. You're my main squeeze.
Very good.
That's the song Main Squeeze from Andy Frasco and the UN, off their Songs from the Road release. Taya J and I spoke with Andy last weekend at Delicious Orchards in Paonia.
So can we talk politics for a minute?
Yeah, tell me.
Because I really appreciate the fact that, I really appreciate anything that makes me feel good right now.
Yeah.
Like music, anything that just is like a bit of an escape from what's going on. So what do you think of what's going on? Like, what do you think of the politics in the United States right now? Do you think it's like a breaking point? Or,
I think it's the right time for, you know, it's like the right before the Renaissance, you know, it was a dark age. And I think it's about to happen. You know, it's like people are finally talking up about things that they are too blinded to talk up about. You know, of course there's going to be feuds, you know. There's two sides of it. So hopefully, I just want people to get along again. You know, it's weird. You know, you think it'll never happen, but I just think people need to hear each other out. And I'm glad this is the first steps of people hearing each other out, you know. Could be optimistic about that. Could be a disaster. Could be like a thing waiting to happen, but I'm trying to keep my hopes up that everyone is at least hearing each other's sides now. And hopefully agree to disagree. We're still in this together because there's only one planet. There's only one. You know, we have to get along with our neighbors if we like it or not. Even if our grandparents disagreed about it. That's not us, you know.
Who were your grandparents?
My grandparents were immigrants from Italy. Like, they came here for the dream of, you know, the melting pot of that is America. And that's to lose that soul in this just because we're scared of our neighbors is silly, because we are a melting pot. You know, our country's so young that for us to have this ego about us is, we need to get rid of that, because you go around the world, you know, we're so isolated, but I go around the world and you see the other views and the other people that we're supposed to be scared of, and retarded. They're just like us. We're all the same people. Mm-hmm. It's silly. Mm-hmm. I think people in America need to travel outside of America and see that the world is smaller than you think it is, and it's not all about what's on Facebook and what you're trying to live your day for that right Instagram photo. You know, it's not how we should live our life. We should just live it how we want to live it, not worry about what our friends think about our views or stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frasco 2037.
Well, what did they give you to drink tonight? What was that you guys were swigging?
I don't know. It tasted like some apple alcohol.
Like brandy? Brandy?
Maybe that's what it is. Mm. It was apple something.
You feeling it now?
I got buzzed, yeah. I drank maybe a quarter of that bottle and felt good. Felt good. I get cavities real quickly. So I have a feeling that's going to give me some... But,
yeah, there's going to be repercussions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you
You'll
know,
remember us that way.
Hell yeah. I'll be like, there's Peonia.
There's Peonia right there. Right there.
Yep. Hey, doctor. Sorry.
This is sort of like one of those questions that I hate to ask, because it's like the most typical question that every musician gets. But I'm super curious about it with you. Who are your... Like, who was your first love in terms of influence? Like, who was your first musician that you were like, that's what I want to do?
It's a race between Damien Rice and Van Morrison. And
Van Morrison.
Yeah, I love Van Morrison. He was had stage fright. I had major stage fright until.
No way.
Yeah, when I used to get anxious, and I still have like super bad anxiety, and like I get anxious very quickly now as I get older. I think that's the drugs, but I'm cleaning up. Like I don't do cocaine too much anymore, so it's like I'm just drying up. So my brain is like, whoa, this is new. So it's like now I'm seeing, I'm waking up. So, and Van Morrison was the same. He would just drink himself to get on stage, and then finally woke up. Huh. Yeah, he had major stage fright. And then Damien Rice was, you know, heartbroken fool. And he played, his live show was what got him through his heartbreak. And I was like, that's what I want to do. So I quit my college. And I was at San Francisco State. I quit school and bought a van. And found a band on Craigslist the day after my show. And I learned an instrument and said, I want to be a musician. Damien Rice, I followed Damien Rice for like 15 shows. And then... And I did my own thing. I never played an instrument before, so this is my chance to, you know, see what I got without having anything to, you know, no backup plan, nothing. Just see if I could just do something without knowing I could do it.
I think you can do it.
Well, 10 years later, I hope so.
But, I mean, I'm surprised to hear that you have anxiety because you're about... as free of a performer as you get.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. It gets worse and worse. Like, you know, I think it's my Jewish mother, I think, that I got the paranoia from, you know?
You know,
I'm trying not to... It's like, why are you hooking up with so many groupies, Andy? I'm like, no, I'm not, Mom. I love you. Sorry. Why don't you find yourself a nice Jewish lady, Andy? No. Will you stop saying blame it on the pussy, Andy? All right. You know, everyone's got that paranoia. I don't know, maybe it's less for others, but Jews and Catholics have guilt running in their blood. So
do you have a little of both?
My dad's Catholic, Italian, and my mom is like, you know, L.A. Jew, paranoid of the weather, you know.
Well, aside from that, what do you think those two cultures gave you in terms of your artistic expression? Like, can you think of things that...
Yeah, I think it allowed me to have no judgment on myself or no filter, because I grew up with families who are just completely honest people, so like... If I'm gonna be honest, you know, I gotta, you know, do a show that's completely honest. And as I'm an Aquarius and stuff. And that's, I guess, I've been reading up on this. Yeah, since I'm sober now, I gotta figure out what side am I? Am I retrograding right now? Like, I'm totally hipping it out. Yeah. Taking supplements. I'm doing good.
You feel
something
about
called
it?
Spirulina.
You're looking good. I'm like, Andy. You're looking good.
Thanks. I feel good. Gained some more weight, but it's okay. I'm working on it.
I doubt that's the spirulina somehow.
No. Yeah. I know, right. That's definitely the KFC and the McDonald's. But give and take. You know,
I love me.
If you want to be on the road, you're gonna have to deal with all. You're gonna kill your body, but at the end of game, your soul's happy, you know, and that's all that matters. You know, I could kill my body, and you know, as long as I die happy, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 29 now.
Oh,
I got time.
Yeah, you do. You won't really suffer from all of it till you're 40.
Yeah, that's what I'm realizing. My body's like saying, "Just wait, bud. Just wait. You better chill out." Right now.
Yeah.
So good. I've been working on it, and I'm getting better at that. But cool. I still like that fun. I'm still a grown-ass man, you know?
Well, thank you for bringing your act to town, because it was, like, exactly what we needed. I speak on behalf of the town.
Yes, you do. You do.
Well, I appreciate thank you, Mayor.
Yeah.
I wish you were the mayor that didn't kick me out of Ridgeway.
Damn, that was unbelievable. She wrote a public apology letter.
That's intense.
To the town.
That's intense.
My mom sent it to me. My mom, 27 years old. Stop trying to ground me, Mom. 27.
One of my heroes and my alter ego won't buy me out of there. Some of my pals work in cubicles, a few of them work the field, but none of them know what it is like to be here chasing your tail. All of my friends.
Was Andy Frasco with his song All of My Friends. You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thanks for listening.
I said, finally, I'm walking tall. I said, maybe it's just a residence. It's only been 2 weeks and I want to do it all. Yeah. And then I don't know, it's not impossible. We're going to take a little time to get it right. And no, 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 you're not untouchable. No doubt about it. You were. And I-
Thank you.